Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. It is very frequently that fearful avoidant attachment styles have tremendous difficulty relying on other people and even feeling like they can trust that they can rely on other people. And in this difficulty, fearful avoidants are often left in relationships feeling alone, feeling like their needs don't matter to their partner, feeling unseen, unheard, not important. And this causes a very painful cycle in relationships where they will pour into people and then feel like that person is not reciprocating and they'll need to pull away, sometimes even all of a sudden. Well, if this is something you're experiencing as a fearful avoidant, there is a way out of this. And there's a way to actually make love and connection feel like it's safe to rely on somebody, safe to let your guard down, safe to trust somebody. But there are two really important ingredients necessary to make this happen. And these two very important ingredients, I would actually say, are a necessity to have any sort of functional and healthy relationship. The very first thing that you have to learn to do if you are struggling to feel like it's safe to rely on people at all is express your needs to others. You may not even realize that you're doing this, but fearful avoidants grow up in a dynamic where often they get love for meeting other people's needs, like being there emotionally for their caregivers or being there in some sort of way to take care of somebody. And as a result of this, they get very comfortable being there for others, but often your needs were not met growing up. And so you got conditioned to feel like relationships and relating to other people is essentially a one-sided thing, that you should basically be there for other people, but you don't realize that you're not even thinking of communicating your needs or opening up to other people about what your needs are so that you can rely on them too. And it's almost like an unknown, right? You don't even know that you aren't communicating your needs. And sometimes you don't even know what your needs would even be from somebody else. But fearful avoidance, until you learn how to communicate needs to other people, it will feel impossible to actually get your needs met, which will keep you in this cycle of these one-sided relationships, feeling like you're pouring into somebody and somebody's not reciprocating that. And a lot of the needs that you'll generally have from relationships, if you're not sure where to start, are things like consistency in relationships, transparency, people like letting you into their life and sharing why they canceled plans or why their patterns of behavior changed or why they're a little more down today. You'll also need a sense of validation and reassurance, even though you hate to admit it. And it doesn't have to be in these really big ways, but sometimes just having conversations like, hey, I need to know that we're on the same page as we're dating here. I need to know that we're moving in the same direction, or I need to know that you care about this relationship and want to make it work. A lot of needs as well around novelty and exploration with the partner and being able to try new things and go to new places, and a sense of being able to, communicate and have somebody be present with you and really see you and support you in the way, of their presence, of them really being able to hear you out and validate your feelings and your emotions. I could go on, but these are some really important, starting needs that fearful avoidants have. But until you communicate them, you'll often think that, oh, I'm so good at kind of like reading between the lines about what other people need. If somebody really cared about me, they would know what my needs are, but that's not how it works. First of all, most people are not nearly as hypervigilant as fearful avoidants are. And second of all, even if they were, there's still going to be things that we miss. And so it's really important that you learn to actually understand what your needs are and communicate them to your loved ones accordingly. And that is point number one. And before we get to point number two, I want you to also know that in doing that, that will help you build trust. Trust is often, trust, we have sort of a trust baseline, like an internal trust baseline for people where, we have certain like expectations. An example of a trust baseline would be, you may trust that you go to work every day and your coworkers aren't going to physically harm you, right? But you may not trust that So that's your baseline of trust. You're not worrying about that and suspicious about that throughout the day. But, you know, you may not trust like a stranger at 2 a.m. in a dark alleyway with your bank account or your wallet, right? Like that's, you know, we sort of have this trust baseline of what we would naturally trust and not. And everybody's is different according to their past experiences. But, you know, we also have trust that is earned. It's not there. These are not mutually exclusive things. We have an internal trust baseline where we have a certain amount of trust that we give. And trust is also earned. And the earned part of it comes from communicating our needs to others and seeing them rise up to meet them. That is how we feel safe to rely on other people and know that we can trust them. So when you shut that off and you're unwilling to do that first step, you shut off your capacity to also build up trust, which is actually especially important for fearful avoidance because they usually come from a slightly damaged internal trust baseline. Usually if you've had a lot of trust damage before, you have a little extra earning of trust to do with somebody, right? You give a little bit less to begin with and you're more hesitant. But then if you don't allow for that process to be there where you communicate your needs, you share what you need to feel safe and comfortable around somebody else, then you stunt any growth in the trust department while also having a damaged internal trust baseline from past experiences and hurt. And it's not fair to you that that happened. And it's not fair to you that you keep that cycle accidentally alive subconsciously.
Are you ready to transform your relationships and find lasting love? Unlock access to our empowering courses and simple-to-implement tools that are giving our members the breakthroughs that they've been looking for. Better yet, get 60% off your first month. And you can do it all right from the comfort of your own home. Start building the best relationships of your life now. This offer ends soon, so click the link in the description.
And this brings me to point number two. Beyond the challenge to express your needs is you actually have to practice receiving needs. Okay, so they go hand in hand. And you have to tell people what different situations make you feel. Like you have to be able to communicate what your boundaries are. And if somebody met a need but didn't do it properly, what you needed instead. But you have to actually practice the receiving part. And for a lot of fearful avoidance, they'll even start by trying to communicate needs. But then when somebody tries to meet them, they'll block them because you get afraid. You get afraid that, oh, if I rely on you and I actually do need you, then you're going to hurt me. So this won't be an overnight process, but we can use a tool for reconditioning called exposure work, where we can actually slowly but surely practice receiving. So if you tell somebody that you need consistency and you see them showing up consistently, you have to validate it, acknowledge it. If you say that you need somebody to be there for you when you're going through a hard time, and then they know you're going through a hard time, you have to answer the phone if they call, or you have to let them in the door if they show up to support you. Like you actually have to receive. And it sounds funny because it feels like the first thing should just be its own point. But the second part is so important because a lot of fearful avoidants actually really struggle to let people in, let people give them compliments, meet their needs. Like you'll find yourself deflecting things a lot, deflecting the compliment, deflecting the support, saying that you need something, but not actually letting somebody in to give that to you. And that is a part of your work on vulnerability that will allow this whole thing to come full circle, where you'll actually feel like you can truly build up that trust, allow people to be let in, allow them to meet your needs. And it will make you feel when you finally let this kind of support in vulnerability into your life, that you are seen, that you are cared for, you're actually receiving love in a way that you may have struggled to in all past and previous relationships. And it's a part of undoing any trauma that contributed to being a fearful avoidant and allowing yourself to really build these trusting and loving relationships going forward. And it's a beautiful thing on the other side. So I really hope that you'll consider doing some of this work.